his family.
所以到底这是怎么回事呢？
And how could we understand this?
所以他们读这个历史的人就告诉我们。
And so those who read the history.
拿撒勒是被称为加利利的拿撒勒。
And we talk about Nazarene is actually is from Nazareth of Galilee.
所以根据考古学，根据考古。
And according to the archaeologists.
那么你知道早期的时候的东西有的。早期的东西有的。
In the olden days, there are something in existence.
或者我这样说好了，好不好？我这样说，这个你记不记得这个公元前722年的时候？
722 years before Christ.
那个时候有北国有南，以色列有北国有南国。
We know that Israel is divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
然后两个国都得罪神了。
And both have sinned against God.
所以北国的十个支派就被掳到亚述去了。
And you know that the 10 tribes of Israel were being captives to Assyria.
所以那个时候他们就没有人住在加利利，那个时候他们就把一些外邦人就放在加利利跟撒玛利亚这一带。
And so Israel no longer live there. It was all foreigners and those who are Samaria, they will be moved into this place.
所以结果他们就被掳到亚述，然后就像变成十个支派就不见了。
And so as time goes on, these exiles they have completely diminished.
那么后来两个支派一百年也被掳，不过七十年以后他们可以回来。
But there were two remaining tribes in the southern kingdom. They became captives, but after the promised 70 years, they returned to their homeland.
那么大概是公元前500多年，他们陆陆续回来了。
And so it's about 400 BC, slowly that they returned to their homeland.
那么有的，那么但是问题在这里，就是说这个加利利从那以后开始就没有人住了。
And from that time onwards, there are no inhabitants in Galilee.
所以以赛亚说是外邦人的加利利。
And then Isaiah refers to the place of the Gentiles.
所以如果你仔细地去根据他们考古拿撒勒，有一段时间，那段时间是包括巴比伦帝国、波斯帝国、希腊帝国，那么一直到主降生以前是罗马帝国。
And so you can see that during as they gone, the archaeologists gone through this period of time of the Babylonians, the Persians, then the Assyrians, then talk about the Romans, and then the time of Christ.
所以根据考古那一段，这些东西都没有，因为没有人烟嘛，所以什么东西都没有留下。
And because there's no inhabitants, there were no records or evidence.
但是到主前大概一百年的样子。
And so 100 BC.
你知道那个时候以色列人是在希腊帝国的管辖底下。
They were under the dominance of the Greek Empire.
那尤其是叙利亚，尤其是叙利亚。
Especially the present Syria today.
所以因为这个缘故呢，你知道说那个时候呢，他后来就有了一个家族叫马克比家族，就起来革命，就起来独立。
And they were a family, the Maccabee, and they rise up, they rise a revolution.
那么结果呢，后来他们就把因为独立缘故，所以把加利利这块就拿下来。
And because they have declared independence, so they took down the areas of this land of Galilee.
所以是公元前一百，主前大概一百年的样子，这些犹太人他们又把加利利又拿回到他自己的怀抱。
And so it was 100 years, that is 100 BC, that the Jews began to took this place under their control.
那么然后呢，他们就逼着这些外邦人就离开这些地方。
And so they have chased out the Gentiles who were formerly living in this place.
那么同时呢，那些在巴比伦那些人就鼓励那些在巴比伦那些犹太人就慢慢的回来。
And they encouraged those who were exiled during the Babylonian time to encourage them to return to the homeland.
他们回来先到大马色。
The first they returned from Damascus.
大马色就是今天叙利亚的首都。
And we know that Damascus is today's Syria's capital.
所以大马色大概在往南走大概两个钟头的地方。
And so it will move southwards 2 hours from Damascus.
那个应该就是约旦河外伯大尼那个地方。
And that will perhaps the place, the Bethany beyond Jordan.
那么在旧约的时候那一带地方叫巴山。
And at that time,In the Old Testament, it's called
Bashan. Yeah, Bashan.
Bashan.
那巴山的公牛，你看，你记不记得这个？你还记得这个旧约的故事
If you know the story of the Old Testament,
你知道说以色列人不是要进迦南吗？
That we know that before the Israel entered into Canaan.
然后呢，中东这个以东的人也不让路，这个摩亚人也不让路。
Edom would not allow them to pass through. The Moabites would refuse to allow them to enter.
所以神叫他们绕道而行。
That Lord asked them to go a big round.
那过了摩亚境内以后呢？摩西就打出一条路出来。
And after Moab, Moses was able to find a way.
所以你知道在死海北边呢？北边有一个地方叫基列山
，and
Mount Gilead.
Mount Gilead, that is in the north of the 死海。
死海北边 ，yeah.
On the north of the Dead Sea.
然后呢，你再往北走，那个地方就是所谓的巴山。
And you move north, you have a place called Bashan.
所以很多的人呢，他们就移民，就回来的时候，有的一直接就回来，就回到耶路撒冷。
And many of them, they return straight away to Jerusalem.
因为在摩西那个时候，他们曾经有两个支派就住在约旦河外，就约旦河东。
We know that during the Moses' time, there were two tribes. They were living east of Jordan.
所以有些人回来的时候，他们很自然的就在巴山那个地方就留下来了。
And so many of them were just and they were just live in Bashan.
那巴山那个地方呢？因为那个时候不上税，不纳税。
Because because those Bashan this place is tax free.
所以很多的犹太人就住在那个地方。
And so that was the reason that many Jews lived there.
那么不要忘记啊，你如果读这个，我们好不好看马太福音第十九章
？Shall we turn to Matthew 19?
马太第十九章。耶稣说完了这些话，第一节，耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境地约旦河外。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished this saying that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan.
那弟兄姊妹，大家都知道 ，Judea 犹太地根本是在靠近耶路撒冷。
That we know that Judea is very close to Jerusalem.
那不要忘记，这里是约旦河外的犹太地。
But now this refers to the place that is beyond Jordan.
什么地方呢？就是刚才我所说巴山这个地方。
And that is the place that we just mentioned is Bashan.
所以在主耶稣那时候有两个犹太地。
And so during the time of Jesus, there were two Jewish places.
一个靠近加利利海，一个是靠近耶路撒冷。
One is very near to the Sea of Galilee, and one is close to Jerusalem.
那不要忘记。这个地方在旧约叫做巴山
，and in the Old Testament time it is called Bashan.
巴山就是 Bethania， 结果就是伯大尼
，and that is called Bethania， but that is right towards the end it is referred to Bethany.
所以所谓约旦河外的伯大尼就是旧约的巴山
，and so that Bethany beyond Jordan is actually the old name of Bashan.
那么在主耶稣那个时候，如果从巴比伦回来的话，因为要经过大马色，然后他们多半都在那里就留下了。
And so from Babylon they returned to from Damascus that they were just set their foot in Bashan.
所以那个时候很明显有两个犹太地，一个是靠近耶路撒冷的，一个是靠近一个靠近这个靠近加利利海的。
And so there will be two places where the Jews will be concentrated. One is at the Sea of Galilee, and one will be in Jerusalem.
所以那些拿撒勒人。
And so those Nazarene,
根据家谱，就是主耶稣的父母啊，还有他祖父们这一个家族的人，他们知道他们是大卫的后裔。
And so according to genealogy, Jesus' parents, they know they belongs to the belongs to King David.
所以他们最早最早从巴比伦回来，他们先到什么地方呢？先到伯大尼这个地方，巴山这个地方。
And so when they first returned to Babylon, that the first place they set their foot was at Bashan.
然后从那个地方就慢慢往西移，就到了拿撒勒。
And so as they continued to move west, then they settled down in Nazareth.
那么在拿撒勒呢，就在拿撒勒那个地方，他们就住下来了。
And so they set, then they set their dwelling place in Nazareth.
那么拿撒勒果然是是。出不了好东西，果然是很小很小的地方。
And of course, there's nothing spectacular will come out from Nazareth.
根据考古学所挖出来的证据
，according to the evidence that excavated by the archaeologists，
因为你可以从坟墓就可以，你从坟墓 你就可以知道大概那时候有多少人。
You know that from the graves that you are able to give an estimate of this population.
所以在主耶稣那个时候，大概只有150个人一个村子。
During the Jesus time, there were only about 150 inhabitants in the village.
这个城是长方形的。
And it is a rectangular shape.
它南北比较宽，比较长，然后东西比较窄。
And we know from measuring from north to south, it's a bit long.And then the east and west they have a shorter distance.
那么我们普通不是足球场，你看见我们如果普通的一个足球场或者一个运动场。
If we talk about actual soccer field,
你记不记得说一百，如果它是这个样子这样的一个场的，一百公尺是这样子，大概是一百公尺。
It's about hundred meters.
所以你绕一圈大概是四百公尺。
And so if you run the field that.They will complete the 400 meters.
那这样，你对一个运动场应该有个概念，这个是100公尺。
So it is athletic field that it is actually a 400 meters.
所以整个拿撒勒它宽是200公尺。
And that for the Nazareth, for the width is about 200 kilometers.
它的长是四倍，大概是800公尺。
And so the length is four times is 800 meters.
所以不到一公里。
And not even the kilometers.
所以你看，实在说来，这个拿撒勒是一个很小很小的城。
And so Nazareth is only a very very small city.
那个时候在加利利一共有240个城。
The in Galilee they are altogether 240 towns.
有15个是有城墙的。
And the 15 of them they have a city wall.
Fortified towns.
Fortified. 拿撒勒
不是。
And Nazareth is.Excluded.
所以整个加利利加起来大概二十万人，主要是那个时候。
And at that time, together, this Galilee have 200,000 inhabitants.
它附近不远的地方，你就加利利的首都。
And that, a short distance away, you will be the capital of Galilee.
大概三万人口的样子。
And that we only have 30,000.
所以想想看，一个拿撒勒只有150个人，这么小的一个地方，难怪你知道。这个拿但耶说，拿撒勒能出什么好？
And so Nazareth, in Nazareth, only 150 inhabitants. No wonder Nathaniel said, "What good can come out from Nazareth?"
所以这个拿撒勒这个起头不是地名。
And so Nazareth, in the beginning, it is not a place.
起头乃是指着主耶稣的父母，就是约瑟他们的父母，是从他们的父母是从这个巴比伦，然后先到巴山，然后最后呢移到了拿撒勒。
So this is not original, it's not the place, but it is referring to their parents that have came out from returning from Babylon, and then later on, finally, then they settled down in this particular place.
当然，他们等候弥赛亚来。
Of course, they were waiting for the return of the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚一定从他们这个家族里面出来。
Because they believe that Messiah will come out.From their family.
所以他们称他们做拿撒勒人。
And so they refer them as Nazarene.
所以如果根据预言的话，主耶稣称为拿撒勒人，那很明显的是应验了以赛亚第十一章第一节的话。
And so when we say that Jesus is a Nazarene, it of course fulfills what has been said by the prophets and fulfills the word of the prophets.
那么后来这个地方就叫拿撒勒。
And of course later on, this place was named as Nazareth.
以前有但的支派。
That we had, you know, the tribe of Dan.
然后才有一个地方叫但。
Then after that, then we have the place of belongs to Dan.
同样的，拿撒勒也是这样。
It's the same thing for Nazareth.
所以从这里我们就知道说，这个拿撒勒其实跟伯大尼有它密切关系。
And so we know that the Nazareth and Bethany, Bethany beyond Jordan have a very close relationship.
因为根据有的考古学家的发现，就是主耶稣的就约瑟的家族，应该有一部分的家族根本就在约旦河外的伯大。
And according to some of the archaeologists, that in fact some of the families of Joseph's family, they were actually dwelling in Bethany beyond Jordan.
所以主耶稣当他来到约旦河外伯大尼的时候，他可能过夜。就在那个附近过夜。
And so we know that Jesus has spent a night, and perhaps that he has spent a night over there, Bethany beyond Jordan.
这个也就解释说，为什么后来最后半年他是约旦河外的伯大尼来做他的工作的。
And so that explains the reason why for his last 6 months he has used Bethany beyond Jordan as his base.
所以我想这一点我们要有一点的概念就好了。
This is give us at least some idea.
但三十年之久，主耶稣是在一座山城里面过日子。
But we know for the 30 years, he was living in this hilly land.
所以如果主耶稣稍微年小的时候，他如果到附近走一走，到附近看一看，他就看一个很大很大的平原。
That if he were to walk around, spend around, then move around where he stayed, he will see, in fact, there will be a grassland.
他看见附近有一个很